John chapter 19. Then Pilate took Jesus and had him flogged. The soldiers twisted together a crown of thorns and put it on his head. They clothed him in a purple robe and went up to him again and again, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they struck him in the face. Once more Pilate came out and said to the Jews, "Look, I'm bringing him out to you to let you know that I find no basis for a charge against him." When Jesus came out, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe, Pilate said to them, "Here is the man." As soon as the chief priests and their officials saw him, they shouted, "Crucify! Crucify!" But Pilate answered, "You take him and crucify him. As for me, I find no basis for a charge against him." It was the day of preparation of Passover week, about the sixth hour. "Here is your king," Pilate said to the Jews. But they shouted, "Take him away! Take him away! Crucify him!" "Shall I crucify your king?" Pilate asked. "We have no king but Caesar," the chief priests answered. Finally, Pilate handed him over to be crucified. So the soldiers took charge of Jesus. Carrying his own cross, he went out to the place of the skull, which in Aramaic is called Golgotha. Here they crucified him, and with him two others, one on each side, and Jesus in the middle. Later, Jesus said, "I am thirsty." When he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
Only 5 days before, we hear of the crowd shouting, "Hosanna, save now." Now we hear a crowd shouting, "Crucify him, crucify him." Barabbas, a condemned terrorist, is set free. Jesus, the sinless Son of God, is condemned to die and be taken out for execution. Pilate asks rather pathetic questions. "Where are you from? What is truth?" He doesn't really want to hear the answer. Who was in control at this point, dear friend? They mocked Jesus. They spat on him. They flogged him 39 times with a whip laced with nails. They put a crown of thorns on his brow. They drove nails through his hands and feet. And yet we read again from Isaiah, "The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." Isn't that awesome? That God was in control. That God the Father was laying on Jesus my sin, your sin. Oh, dear friend, Jesus died on that cross to pay the price of my sin. It reminds me of a verse from an old hymn that goes like this: "Because the sinless Saviour died, my sinful soul is counted free. For God the just is satisfied to look on Christ and pardon me." When Paul wrote to the Christians at Corinth, he put it like this: "He that is God has made him, Jesus, to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." Dear friend, Jesus died on that cross that your sin might be forgiven. Are you not willing to repent and put your trust in him?